Now time for Locker Room Chat with Riverside Boys head coach Tyler Herbster after a couple of losses from this past week. And coach, let's start off with your game against Jefferson West. 38-30 was the final score in this one. I want to get your overall thoughts on this one after Percy Duncan. He seemed like he had a pretty good game overall.
Yeah, and he came off a pretty good game against D West. And I think he ended with a double-double there in the opening Big 7 match against Jeff West. And, you know, we won a lot of a little battles against Jeff West. And, you know, we opened up the season with Jeff West and Sabetha, who I thought were going to probably be the top two teams in the Big 7 this year coming back. And, you know, when I'm looking at the stats, we only allowed 3 offensive rebounds. They didn't make a free throw, you know, through the first 3 quarters. I think they only shot 3 free throws in the first half. And, you know, in the second half against Jeff West with 40 some seconds left, I think we had only allowed 12 points to a team that I thought's a pretty good offensive team. And when we only allowed 12 points, we still found ourselves down, you know, 32-30 was the problem. So defensively, I thought in effort and rebounding and kind of attacking the basket, I thought we did a really good job against Jeff West. We just need to be able to make better passes and stick in some more high percentage shots. But our defense is definitely there and doing really well in the half court. It's just our half-court man-to-man defense gets stops. It just doesn't lead to easy transition baskets for us. So right now I think we just need to really focus on making shots and making the easy twos and finishing when we get to the basket. But overall, I was pretty happy with the way our team played against Jeff West.
Yeah, and then you follow that up with a tough game against a Sabetha team that even when you play good on defense, they still find ways to score. This is just a really good Blue Jays team, and they've gotten off to a bit of a slow start this season, so they're really trying to fight to come back and get back to what they were last year. They have a pretty good game against you guys on Tuesday.
Yeah, and I thought we played pretty physical, and I mean, they kind of have the two biggest, strongest post players in the league that we're going to have to go up against, and you know, honestly, probably going to be the best team that we play all year as well. I mean, they're extremely disciplined, well-coached. They're brick walls on defense, so it's kind of hard to make shots on them. But I thought we played with them pretty well physically. And in the first half, same thing. We held them to 21 points, and I thought we had left, you know, 5 or 6 easy, you know, found us down about 10 about at halftime. And I'm like, well, we left 10 really easy points out on the floor. I think it was 21-11 at one point. And, you know, then we doubled down by only making 4 of 13 free throws. So once again, our defensive effort, our rebounding, our boxing out, all that was there. It's just kind of the same as the first game. We've got to figure out how to get the ball in the basket on the offensive end. But once again, pretty proud of the way our boys have played and effort. And I think I'm currently starting 3 sophomores, and then we have a sophomore come off the bench. So pretty proud about the way the sophomores are getting in there and trying their best against these Big 7 teams.
So now you guys are going to try to get back right on Friday against Royal Valley, a team that's coming off a pretty substantial loss to Holton. How important is it for you guys to get back right in this game and get your second win of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it appears as if they spaced the floor pretty well. And you know, when I look at the box scores, it seems like they kind of been knocking down quite a few 3-pointers. And we've done a pretty good job guarding 3s around the perimeter, so I'm hoping that will help. But like I said, we just got to kind of keep showing up, trying to play harder than the other team, continue to get stops after stops. I think eventually our offense will get on track and our kids will get more confident. So our turnovers from game one to the last 2 Big 7 games, I thought our turnovers, we haven't given up easy turnovers for transition baskets. So if we continue to hold on to the basketball, play good defense, hopefully start making more of our free throws, I think we're going to be okay. So, you know, I'm pretty optimistic about how this team's going to look moving forward.
Hoping for a strong finish going into Christmas break. Coach, thank you so much for your time today, and a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you. Hopefully it's a good break for you guys.
All right, thank you. You too, Jared.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCON Wathena and Euler Law Office.